AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Leaving the Capitol. The casket holding the remains of former President Jimmy Carter being moved from the rotunda to the National Cathedral in Washington. ABC's Terry Moran is there with more on the state funeral, which begins shortly.
The nation will pay a final formal farewell to Jimmy Carter with the high honors and solemn ceremony of a state funeral here at the National Cathedral. It's the culmination of more than a week of tributes to our 39th president, a man who came out of a small town in Georgia and spent nearly his entire adult life in service to his country and the wider world. All five of the nation's living presidents will be here today. That's a rare gathering, politics put aside for a moment.
President Biden will be delivering one of the eulogies. Former President Jimmy Carter will be buried in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He heads back there later today. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The deadline to have your name appear on the ballot for the spring election has passed. There will not need to be a primary for seats on the Richland Center City Council or any of the local school boards. Incumbents Karen Tepley, Melanie Walters, and Steve Downs are running for re-election unopposed for Richland Center City Council. Alderperson Mark Chambers filed non-candidacy paperwork and is not seeking re-election. One name will appear on the ballot to replace him, that is Rachel Schultz. In the Richland School District, Aaron Unbehan is seeking re-election. Neil Huntemer, who currently represents Area 3 City, filed non-candidacy. Brian Miller turned in paperwork and will appear on the ballot in April. On the Ithaca School District Board of Education, Robert Buescher and Kelly Ferriance filed to maintain their seats on the board. There were no other submissions to run. In the River Valley School District, incumbents Jeff Meyer in Area 3 and John Bettinger in Area 9 are running for re-election. Sarah Young, representing Area 6, filed notification of non-candidacy. Jess Heisel has filed to run for the Area 6 seat covering the village of Spring Green. In the Riverdale School District, incumbents Veronica Harris in Area 1, David McHenry in Area 5, and Darren Meese in Area 9 are all seeking re-election unchallenged. In Area 3, Mandy Kenyon was appointed and is seeking election to maintain the seat. While there will be no primaries, people may still write in candidates in April. There will, however, be a primary statewide for the state school superintendent next month. Three candidates are vying to become Wisconsin's top official overseeing public schools. They are incumbent Jill Underly, education consultant Brittany Kinser, and Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright. The primary will be held Tuesday, February 18th. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. It's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase here this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow. Won't be much. Just a dusting. Our low, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 28. Looking at the possibility of more snow by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone. Mm-hmm. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone, oh yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Listen, we're talking about the horrific fires that are going on in California and the fact that Republicans led by Donald Trump and Elon Musk are blaming Democrats for the fire and just unconscionable. But they're not alone. And, you know, we had a couple guys call in supporting that, and they're not alone. There are many people in this nation who have bought into that. And so that's what they believe, right? They don't feel compassion. You know, they can't understand exactly how important that is. So 855-752-4842. Susan, you're up. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I've been listening to this and watching it myself. What Trump and his supporters lack are independent thinking. They all sit there, they watch Fox News or any of these people who on radio, don't they think we monitor this stuff and listen to this stuff ourselves? This, what happened in California was going to happen because of the lack of rain, the lack of snow. I mean, we could have the same thing in Wisconsin in some of our northern parts. Don't they realize that? We don't get as much precipitation as we did years ago. I remember as a kid walking back and forth to school and the big snow piles and stuff in January and February. We had snow, right? Big snowfalls right into March. I remember in April Fool's Day. Okay, but we don't have that. And because we don't have that, there is the lack of water. It is dry, very dry. And when these, all you need is the start of one ember and it goes off to the races. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And to say this ludicrous stuff, these things that don't make any sense, and then these people believe this, it shows the indoctrination of the American people by people like Trump and Musk. Get away from this. Get some independent thinking. Stick to the facts, not something you heard on Fox News, people, because your life may depend on it someday, even in Wisconsin here. Because, I mean, our North Woods are really dry.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Mike from Cedarburg. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Well, I started my career with Cal Fire, with my forestry career. So I got a little bit different background and perspective since I was actually out there as a wildfire tech starting out before being a forest engineer. This is a time when Newsom and Trump and all of them have to work together and say, hey, look, this is not what's working. I can tell you from a forest manager point of view, coming back up to Wisconsin and working up in the Ottawa up north, our problem up in northern Wisconsin is simply clearing out land and have the manpower and budget to do it. But getting back to California, what the previous caller stated is not technically correct. California is very unique. In fact, what happens with the snow and the rain that comes down there, it would be collected in reservoirs. And I agree, you don't need a lot of dams, but they need a rethinking of engineering.
So Mike, I guess the issue is not to the technical aspects of it, but the fact that the president, soon to be president of the United States, is not doing what should be done, and that's calling this nation together during a crisis. He's pointing fingers. Come on, man. That's the issue.
I understand that. I think you'll see that in a lot of catastrophes.
No. We have not seen, I have not seen any other president, and I'm 70 years old, man. I have not seen any other president of the United States doing a Holocaust like this say, first thing out of his mouth, well, this is because of Democrats. Never seen it, man.
Get one sentence in, and I am a Democrat, by the way, but I am what I would consider a common sense Democrat, where my party's probably left me about 2 years ago, but I still vote Democratic if I can. You have 140, I don't know, I have the stats, firefighters let go because they wouldn't take a COVID shot. I mean, you need manpower and you need common sense. And I agree, it shouldn't be pointing fingers. I know Newsom's hurting. I know a lot of people.
What do you mean, Newsom? This is not about Newsom. It's about all of those people, man. Newsom's one person.
And manages it. They look for political leaders to guide them and to lead them. And they're not getting the job.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Karina, quickly, you say what?
Hello. I think this way. We have people dying. We have people losing their homes. We have so much pain and catastrophe right now that it's not the right time to find somebody to blame. Obviously, on the other side, I want to say, everybody knows that there is a fire in California. It's the same thing as the Republican always saying, oh, this is not a guns killing people. It's the people killing people. But I don't care who are sitting up there, Democrats or Republicans. We are all Americans. And why is it that you spend $24 million for homeless people, and the homeless people are still there? And Tom just called and said to everybody that the problem is that the people are homeless, sitting on the streets, trying to get warm, which is a normal thing to do, and starting and supporting that wildfire. This is not right time to start digging in and figuring out where the fall is, but there is also other catastrophe, what happens in the Florida, in the North Carolina. You know where you live, you know your nature around you. Why are we not preparing?
So, Corina, thank you very much for the call. And I'm sorry for all of you on the phone lines. You know, my guest has arrived for this hour. I'll certainly get back to this discussion with you guys on tomorrow. All of you who've called, all of you who are on the phone lines, we'll get back into this discussion on tomorrow's show. But my guest is on the line, Attorney Roy Evans. Good morning to you, Attorney Roy Evans. Thank you very much, man, for being patient. How are you doing?
And good morning to you, Earl Ingram. Patience is golden, and I appreciate the invitation to join you and your audience this morning.
So let me tell you why this is what they would call a hot-button issue. I'm talking about the fires in California, and as bad as that is, Donald Trump and Elon Musk have come out, Attorney Evans, and said this is because of the Democrats. And so, man, you've been around a while, man, and Republicans on Fox News and other places are saying this has happened because of Democratic leadership. Man, what is that, man?
Well, subterfuge and the blame game, has always been, I don't know if it's a winning strategy, but it's a distractive strategy away from the real issues that need to be discussed. It's easy to blame somebody, and it's a lot more difficult to examine yourself and your own responsibility with regards to what you're talking about. So this is part of a strategy to blame someone else, to not take responsibility, and then, therefore, you have no incentive to do anything about it.
But Attorney Evans, the Republicans are in. They won. What do they gain? And what does Donald Trump gain by this? He's not running. He's going to be in office.
Well, you say Republicans. I think it's the Republican brand, because there are many Republicans that don't agree with Donald Trump.
Well, it's okay. Their brand.
Again, you have to step back and look at our current political situation. I think if you talk about Democrats and Republicans, the parties have changed. The Republican Party is no longer what it is. I think there have been some things that have taken place with regards to the Supreme Court and other entities that has provided a platform for something other than the Republican Party at this point.
So hold that thought. 855-752-4842. My guest is Attorney Roy B. Evans, and we got some stuff to discuss on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. Zyrtec. It's GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest, Attorney Roy Evans, is a warrior and who's lived through and been engaged in the civil rights struggles. And so... He's lived long enough to have seen the impact of changes that were brought in this nation because of what took place in the civil rights struggle. And so many people in this nation either don't know or have completely forgotten. And as we approach, the 58th year of Dr. King's assassination, or 56th year of Dr. King's assassination, and all of the things, Attorney Evans, that we saw that came from that opened doors, nobody gave them to us, had to fight for those things in this nation. I had set up some different things, Attorney Evans. I was going to play The Other America, excerpts from The Other America, but we've run too late, so I'm going to bring you back where we've got some time to go through all of those things. But one of the main reasons that I wanted to have you on, sir, was because of what has happened. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Affirmative action. Things that the United States government did admittingly that there had been injustice on, and to people in this country who, for no other reason than the color of their skin, were not given a fair and equitable opportunity. You're a man who I know loves the Constitution, loves this country, but you also know the history. What are your thoughts as they've done away with affirmative action and diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Wow, that's such a deep question. And again, my life is just a snapshot in the context of history. I was born in 1947, raised in Milwaukee. In fact, I had an opportunity to attend college in Racine. I did graduate from Dominican College back in the early 70s. And this was during a time and period in history when affirmative action and civil rights was really coming into its own. I think I've had an opportunity to see and be involved in many activities, which I am proud to say that I am a veteran of at this stage in life. But I've after I graduated from Dominican College, I did go on to get a master's degree in education. I've taught and I've been practicing law in Wisconsin the past 46 years. I'm currently emeritus with the bar. One of the problems in discussing any topic is in complex subjects like this is that it requires more than just a simple answer. There are so many things related to any one aspect of affirmative action or DEI, because there is a real deep history associated with it. In order to get any type of understanding of the subject, you really have to have a intellectually in-depth knowledge of the subject itself and what surrounds it. We live in a country that had a civil war over slavery because of the way the country was built.
Founded, yeah.
I mean, it was built on slavery.
Right.
I mean, your economics, the disparity that exists today was built on the free labor of
cheap labor, right?
Based on race. And I'll just quickly bring this up because we're just all over the place. And this is the time you need classes and seminars and studies and forums to discuss all the aspects that go into this. But when I was born in Milwaukee, for instance, my dad was from Mississippi, and he came to Milwaukee right after the war, after having served in the military. He attempted to get a veteran loan so that we could get a home, but he was denied a VA loan because of his color. There was no other reason. And as a result, we had to live for 2 years in an inadequate trailer camp for Black veterans for 2 years until a house opened up. He still couldn't, after 2 years, buy his own home where he wanted. We had to wait till the house opened up. The house opened up, but it was totally inadequate. But because of racism and discrimination and segregation, we had to live in that house for 18 years. And we took it and did the best that we could. But to move that on up a little bit, as an attorney going through college and competing against other law firms that I compete against over my career, I go up against those who have been given opportunities and who have taken advantage of the discrimination to empower themselves.
Attorney Evans, hold on a second. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm joined by Attorney Roy Evans. And we're going to get into, you know, DEI and the fact and why all of a sudden DEI has been pulled and why it was, you know, created in the first place. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
As a new year begins, many people set resolutions to improve their health, often by scheduling a visit to their health care provider. But for those living in rural areas like Southwest Wisconsin, finding a local provider can be a challenge. This is a reality the University of Wisconsin-Platteville is working to change. With the first class of physician assistant or PA students set to graduate in 2025, the university is helping address this health care gap by preparing a new generation of providers who are likely to stay and practice in the region. A PA is a mid-level health care provider trained to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications independently, though they work under the supervision of a collaborating physician. While PAs hold a master's degree rather than a doctoral degree, their scope of practice allows them to function autonomously in many clinical settings. Through an innovative partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, students at UW-Platteville pursue a Master of Physician Assistant Studies from one of the nation's most respected programs while completing all coursework on the Platteville campus. Although the degree is awarded by UW-Madison, the program's strong ties to Southwest Wisconsin ensures students receive a well-rounded education rooted in the needs of rural health care. PA school is a two-year program, and while it's intense and year-round, it offers a faster track to becoming a health care provider. The program at UW-Platteville also offers students an option to accomplish both a bachelor's and master's degree within 5 years, making it the only program in the partnership to do so.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase here this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow. Won't be much. Just a dusting. Our low, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 28. Looking at the possibility of more snow by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans. And, you know, the subject, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do is I've watched people celebrate the death of DEI and say, you know, especially many conservatives, that this has been discriminatory towards white men. And so in this nation, we can't have discrimination. And we just heard Attorney Roy Evans say, you know, his father, who was a veteran, got discriminated against, you know, when he came back. And, you know, Attorney Evans, my father, the exact same thing. It was not just, it was all black men and black people who came from. Go ahead.
But that's the whole thought. I mean, we can isolate it to me and my family, not only my father, my grandfather, who I used to visit in Mississippi, had to work as a janitor at a white church, even though he had a mathematics degree. He was not allowed to teach and not allowed to vote, which set us back as a family in gaining wealth and status and the opportunities that we needed to find out what our potentials were. So it's not just me. It's my family, it's you, it's your family. And if we look at the history of this country, which was built on slavery, which was built on terrorism, because there were many black cities that were burnt out. There were many people. I mean, so we have to examine all of those types of things to really get just an inkling of an understanding of what we're dealing with today and the necessity of things like there shouldn't have to be affirmative action.
Right.
If we adhere to the preambles of our Constitution and the underpinnings of our existence, we shouldn't have to have, because things should be fair. But terms and words are interpreted by people. And when people are in power, just like the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution. They can say what is and what is not. They are supposed to be above partisan politics, but they have been tainted and are now making decisions based on political desires. The two greatest, and everything I do as an attorney is influenced by the Constitution, but in the interpretations of the Constitution. And in my mind, the two greatest tragedies of our Constitution was the appointment of Clarence Thomas and Citizens United, which allowed decision-making to really placate those who were interested in not helping this country seek equality or seek equity or seek righteousness or seek fairness or seek those things that they claim are sacred to a democracy. So we are constantly fighting with ourselves over what we should do and how we should do it. I mean, one thing comes to mind this morning. Here we are laying to rest one of the greatest presidents ever, Jimmy Carter. And I was just reading an article about how the evangelicals set up a campaign of hate against him because he supported the civil rights movement and black people. And we have to really break this down as to what it really is. It's based on race. We want to say that it's not based on race and that it's all geared towards merit. And if you discriminate against one, you discriminate against other, but it's not. You are involved in sports and athletics. And I know I've done sports and athletics as a participant, and I've been a boxing official, and you know that in order to have a fair fight, you have to have a fair, you have to have rules, you have to have guidelines, and you have to have referees that are going to allow for any boxing match or any athletic contest to be free of bias, to be free of unwarranted actions that would make that contest unfair. And we are not at that point. And again, I know I'm rambling around a little bit because there's so many things that come to mind when we talk about this particular subject. We're in a position now in the history of this country that we are going to roll backwards before we're going to be able to move forward.
So let me, that point being made, Attorney Evans, let me say to you, you and I, again, you're an attorney. You certainly weren't given that. You earned it. But there were people before you who tried to become attorneys, black people, who, you know, for decades were denied that opportunities. The civil rights struggle, the fight for equal rights brought that about, gave you an opportunity to well earn, to be able to have these types of, you know, to ply your trade. Let's put it that way. What I'm saying to you is, you're in my time because of what took place in the civil rights struggle. Dr. King and others who fought that battle, and even you and others, gave us an opportunity to live a middle-class lifestyle. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, at the rate things are going now, with them taking away affirmative action and DEI, are going back to a time that your grandfather and great-grandfather, and that's the issue, man. Well, you know, the history books, they don't want around anymore. So they're doing away with that.
Well, Earl, they we never really left that time. The Civil War has never really been over. It was put on pause. There was compromise. And again, this is the importance of learning history. And again, you know, we're getting off on tangents, but this is part of the reason they don't want certain things to be taught nowadays in classes. Which I think is really ridiculous as an educator myself. Learning is uncomfortable, and learning the truth is even more uncomfortable. But you don't get a sense of comfort unless you understand and can appreciate the truth and base your actions on what you know and understand. People would rather use emotion and opinion as their basis of understanding. An opinion is just how you feel or what you think. You wouldn't want me to go into the courtroom and your life is on the line and I'm asking the judge, this is my opinion, judge. I think Earl is a really nice guy. I don't know if he did it. He probably didn't do it and so forth and so on. You want me to go in with the facts, the proof, the evidence, the understanding of the legal consequences, the law that supports my position, and those types of things. But we don't have the opportunity to have the dialogue like in the courtroom where you have sides, you have proof, you have evidence, you have your authorities where your positions can be supported.
So, Attorney Evans, diversity, equity, and inclusion, affirmative action, those things came out of the judicial system that said they were going to work towards correcting injustice. So how can you now, and people say, well, you've had, it's been long enough.
No. I don't know where that comes from. It's been long enough. And in fact, as a first year law student, I represented the America's Black Law Students on the international panel in D.C. on the post-Bakke strategies after the Bakke decision came out. I met in D.C.
Well, people don't know what the Bakke decision was.
Bakke was a lawsuit against the Berkeley Law Medical School. By a white student who indicated that because there was a program to allow disadvantaged students into the medical school, he was not allowed. And even though he was more qualified, he was discriminated against. So he indicated that such programs were and those programs, affirmative action, was set up to right wrongs, legal remedy for righting a wrong that existed because of the disparities that were created by the history, the greed, the neglect, and the outright hostility towards people of color. It was to get some type of semblance of balance in giving opportunities that my grandfather didn't get. Okay, that's cool. My father didn't get. That affects me directly because now I have to, as an attorney, compete against those who did, whose fathers did get VA's loans, who passed that equity on to them so that they had an opportunity to experience life in a different way. I knew my experience on serving on that national panel right then. There were people saying, well, this is not going to work because we don't want it to work. We don't believe it's fair, and we're not going to allow it to work. And what happened is where we are at now, there were people who just took a side like they're doing now, saying these programs are no good. It's reverse discrimination. And I agree with reverse discrimination. If you've got discrimination, you should reverse it. I mean, but what has happened is, again, as an English major, a lot of the language like woke and false facts and that type of thing has been taken over and hijacked to demean the initial meaning of what those terms were set up to present. And then they have been promoted and put forward as something evil. And they were produced through the media as something that should be fought against. And people, without doing their research, have picked up on them and sided one way or the other, mainly because they're associated with race.
So Attorney Evans, the reason I think that this is so important a discussion is we've seen them working to dismantle. They've taken away affirmative action. The Supreme Court decided against it. And it's not accidental now that they've come after diversity, equity, and inclusion. So go ahead.
Well, you know, and I've written several articles. And one article I wrote, the night that Barack Obama was elected, I was in South Carolina with my wife, and I was elated that we had our first African-American president. But let me tell you, being in South Carolina, there were a lot of people who were not happy. In fact, they were hostile. There was a run on the gun stores, and there was, he leads a madrasa and this, that, and so forth, and so on. So I wrote a paper at that time, based on the hostility that I saw, called the Tsunami Warning. Because I knew that Barack Obama's election as an African-American in this country would set off what we are dealing with today. We're in the tsunami of the backlash of the earthquake that was Barack Obama, which was based on race.
Hold that thought, Attorney Evans. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans. You can join us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans, and we're having a discussion clearly about, you know, where this nation is. You know, Dr. King's holiday is coming up. And so when you look at, you know, all that he went through and we went through and others have gone through, and you hear about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they have basically said that diversity, equity, and inclusion was about a gender changing person who wanted to play sports with girls and go to the girls' bathroom, and they were able to successfully push that narrative, Attorney Evans, to people who bought into that and agree with that and said, by the way, diversity, equity, and inclusion, we're not going to allow that. You know, we're opposed to people who change their sexes doing it. That's not what diversity, equity, and inclusion was developed for, Attorney Evans.
Well, again, if you take a subject and turn it to your own definition as to what you want to achieve, you can do that. You can interpret things one way or flip the coin over and interpret it another way. But how is it really? What does it really impact and what does it really affect? I mean, in my opinion, the fight against the concept of DEI and affirmative action is based on an uneducated opinion. The effort was to correct obvious wrongs, which is not unfair. You can't claim the benefits of white privilege by crying you're being discriminated against because of reverse discrimination, just because the playing field is now being made even by some attempt to recognize the unevenness. It's just like playing a sport, and you've been winning all along because the rules have been screwed in your favor. And now the court says, okay, we're going to find a mechanism. And you cannot have a race-based remedy without a race-based action. You can't. And they want to confuse it with the gender or confuse it with, and you just look at affirmative action. Done the research, it's on paper. Affirmative action benefited white females more than it did people of color. You can go and look at the record and the statistics. But see, we don't get into those things because our approach to dealing with these subjects are emotion and opinion, which anybody can have, but it doesn't make it any clearer because it doesn't have any substance as to why the situation exists in the first place.
So, Attorney Evans, they clearly, corporations are now lining up quickly to say we're pulling the plug on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Universities.
They've been threatened.
I know, but universities are saying we're pulling away from diversity, equity, and inclusion. What I want to say to you, Attorney Evans, is, okay, so they've been threatened. So you talk about the Constitution, you talk about the Bill of Rights, you talk about the Declaration of Independence, you talk about all those things that supposedly make the nation what it is.
But the nation has been co-opted by determinations like Citizens United, where the power of money and the influence of money tips the scales in such a way that if you don't have money, you really can't do anything, because money, it can't buy you happiness, but it could buy you a lot of other things that prevent other people from being happy. I mean, the inequities are just growing bigger and bigger and bigger and making it even more difficult. But again, I appreciate corporations like Costco who
holding the line.
Have determined that we are going to stand up in the face of this. This is why knowing and understanding and appreciate history and all those people who have sacrificed to give me the opportunity to be on this television, this radio show, and to speak my piece, at least, even though I still have to take a lot of heat from people who are stupid and ignorant on these subjects. But I am still willing, because I have a connection to my history that says that history is on my side, and I need to look forward to the next generations that are coming up who need heroes like Lloyd Barbie and Bell Phillips and Martin Luther King and Adam Clayton Powell and
Carter.
And I could just go on and on and on. So yeah, I'm just in the line of my grandfather and my father for standing up to those things that have created these inequities. I'm outnumbered. I don't have the money. I'm not a billionaire. But I do have a semblance of democracy by understanding the Constitution gives me the right to.
Hey, Attorney Evans, as we get closer to Dr. King's holiday, I want to bring you in. Let's spend more time drilling down because it's more than just a holiday.
A lot more.
All right. Thank you, man. Talk to you soon. 855-752-4842. I want to thank everybody who made the show go. I want to thank you, Kevin. I want to certainly thank all you, the listeners and the callers. It wouldn't be the Earl Ingram Show without you. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. See you guys on tomorrow.
News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Farewell to the nation's 39th president is underway right now. Sitting in the first two rows at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., President Biden and former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. President Biden delivering a eulogy at the funeral. And, says ABC's Terry Moran,
after the funeral here, Carter will make one final trip home to Plains, Georgia, where the family will have a private funeral and where he will be buried at home next to his wife of 77 years, Rosalind Carter, in the town where both of them were born.
Other speakers today at this service include Steve Ford.